Rebbe Yashiv Zecheinu Levracha, on Purim morning, immediately after he finished Shacharis, he would take care and give him Shloich Manis and Matanis Lavyoinim. Then immediately there was waiting a taxi for him that would take him to Bayit Vegan to his daughter and his son-in-law, Rabbi Israel Arbach. And then he would put himself in a room there and he would learn Bahasmoda Rabba Ma'oid the entire Purim. This has went on for many years towards the end of Rebbe Yashiv's life. What's not so well known is that there was a time, a tkufa, over a number of years, that Rebbe Yashiv would spend Purim in his house. There are people that remember that. And he would sit at his table, in the front of his table, and people would come, Chashev Rabbanim, Rosh Hashivis, and bring him Shloich Manis, and he would sit and he would pravel with them a little. And then, abruptly, he stopped that minig. And people asked him, people in the Mishpacha, the B'nai Mishpacha say this over, they asked him, what's the pshat that he stopped it? For a number of years he did this. It's part of the mitzvah sayoyim to accept people with mishloach manis and be makabel ponim them. And then abruptly he stopped. What's the reason? So Rebbe Yashiv said, you know what the reason is? The reason is, and this the mishpacha say they are meyed, that one of the things Rebbe Yashiv was very, very careful about, when people used to bring him mishloach manis, he used to always say to them that we have to be very, very careful to be mechabed each person that comes, give the proper respect, that this Rav is coming, this Rosh Hashiv is coming, make sure that we take good care of them, make them feel like we're giving them the proper covet and proper respect. So Rebbe Yashiv said, listen to these words. He said, when people would come to me, they would ask me shailos and halacha also once they were here, and I would answer them, but that wasn't such a tercha for me. The real tremendous tercha that sat on my head, that scared me very, very much, was that I had to keep a cheshbon, that a couple of rabbanim were coming at the same time. One rabbi is asking me a question, and I'm spending a little time with him. I say, I spoke to him already for 25 seconds. Rebbe Yashiv was very quick, for 30 seconds. I only spoke to the other rabbi so far 10 seconds. He might be insulted. I'm spending more time with that rabbi. So then he would have to give some time to the other rabbi. But then there was a third rabbi and a fourth rabbi, and he was kaseidah kibin cheshbon. Him I spoke to for 50 seconds. Him I spoke to for 35 seconds. Him I spoke to for 25 seconds. This one's going to say, Rebbe Yashiv is not interested in speaking to me. This one's going to say, Rebbe Yashiv is showing some favoritism to the other one. He said, that was much harder. It was such a lachatz on me, such a pressure on me, that chalila, someone's going to feel I'm not showing him the proper covet. He said, that was much harder than answering all the shailas. And he said, he finally said, it's too hard for him. He's so nervous. He's so scared that one of the Rabbanim or Rosh Hashivas, or one of the stam people that came to him to give him Shloich Manis, is going to walk out feeling that maybe Rebbe Yashiv wasn't as interested in me as he was in the other Rav. And therefore he may feel hurt. He said that's such a thing that he can't take that achrayas, and therefore he's stopping accepting Mishloach Manis in his house the whole Purim day, and he goes away. There's so much to learn from this. We all know the Yegiyas HaTorah that every person is mechuyev to do, to toil in learning. And Rebbe Yashiv toiled in learning Yoimam V'Layla. Unbelievable. And the people say on Purim, his Yegiyah was toil in learning was unbelievable. He closeted himself away the whole day to toil in learning. That Rebbe Yashiv wanted to do and was able to do. But the toil and the effort that he would have to invest to make sure that somebody shouldn't get hurt, shouldn't feel he's not getting the proper respect from Rebbe Yashiv, that's something that Rebbe Yashiv felt that maybe he can't do that 100%. He's not going to be Metzlich 100%. That's too much toil for him to put in to Chalila, Chalila. Somebody may walk out feeling that Rebbe Yashiv is not exactly the same interested in him as he is in the other of. This is something we have to take to heart. Not just say, listen, I do what I have to do. I shouldn't do anything wrong. I should not say anything insulting to anyone. But if I go ahead and I give a little more time and a conversation to one person and the other person not fully, I mean, that's his problem if he's oversensitive. It's not my problem. I have to act normal. If he feels a little bit, then okay, what should I do? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't say an insulting comment. From this story of Rebbe Yashiv, we learned that's not true. We have to give out and put in. We have to put in tremendous effort to make sure that chalila, Chalila, nobody should feel that we're not so interested in them. No one should feel nifka. No one should walk away hurt and think that we're not giving the attention that they crave, that the attention that they desire. This goes without saying, we're not discussing benegeya, your spouse, benegeya, your mother, benegeya, your father, benegeya, your relatives, your cousins. But this goes for every person. A person must put an extensive effort, we see from this story, to make sure that nobody should feel that he's being ignored a little bit. We all know someone has in a conversation. How does a person feel when there's a whole conversation going around, they're discussing something interesting, and you want to say, what's going on in the conversation? I would like to know what's going on. And your person feels left out. Feeling left out is such a pain for everybody. It's a tremendous pain for every human being. So imagine how you feel to be left out. So a person has to make sure that no person, not only should they not feel left out, you should make sure that no person feels they're not getting the attention that they feel that they deserve, the attention that they crave, and everyone should make sure that no person should walk away getting their feelings hurt.